The transport minister said the disagreement between Kenya and Tanzania, which led to the banning of KQ from flying into the country, was due to a misunderstanding. The minister said after an intensive virtual meeting, the relevant authorities in both countries have agreed that Kenya reverses its travel advisory and Kenya Airways will now be allowed to land in Tanzania. Last Friday, Tanzania authorities revoked approval for 14 weekly Kenyan airline flights it had granted as the national carrier reopened its operations. Dar es Salaam's decision came after Tanzania omitted Kenya from a list of countries whose flights will not see passengers quarantined for 14 days before being freed into the country. Tanzania says it has officially ended COVID-19, mostly after prayers. Dar es Salaam no longer releases figures of new infections or tests, although travelers must take tests before traveling. Three of East Africa's community states, including Rwanda and Tanzania, have now allowed international flights. Daniel Kijo, Dar es Salaam.